Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Nation celebrates its 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists the national flag at ramparts of Red Fort in Delhi. Addressing the nation on the occasion, Prime Minister says India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 if 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Prime Minister says India's vibrant space sector is playing a key role in making India a strong nation. Government to add 75,000 new medical seats in next 5 years. President Draupadi Murmu approves 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and central armed police forces personnel. India adds 3 new Ramsar sites to wetlands network, bringing the total to 85. And Indian wrestler Vinesh Phogat's appeal against Olympic disqualification rejected by Court of Arbitration for Sports. The nation celebrates its 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exuded belief that India will become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort this morning, Mr. Modi said his government has brought many reforms with the policy of Nation First. He said a lot of hard work is going on for Viksit Bharat and suggestions are being taken from crores of people of the country.
140 crore mere parivar jaan, agar sankalp lekar ke chal padte hain, ek disha nirdharit karke chal padte hain, to chunautiyan kitni bhi kyon na ho, अभाव की मात्रा कितनी ही तीव्र क्यों न हो, संसाधनों के लिए जूझने की नौबत हो तो भी हर चुनौती को पार करते हुए हम 2047 विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
Earlier, the Prime Minister hoisted the national flag at the iconic Red Fort and inspected the Guard of Honour. In his address, Prime Minister Modi said this nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter and is grateful to them. He noted that today is an occasion to salute the great personalities who are dedicated to protecting the nation, building it with full commitment and taking the country to new heights. Mr. Modi said the country is indebted to the freedom fighters as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He stated that history is witness that even before the freedom struggle of 1857, there were many tribal areas wherein the battle for independence was being fought. The Prime Minister said his government gave the mantra of vocal for local.
हमने वोकल फॉर लोकल का मंत्र दिया. आज मुझे खुशी है कि वोकल फॉर लोकल ने अर्थतंत्र के लिए एक नया मंत्र बन गया है. हर डिस्ट्रिक्ट अपनी पैदावार के लिए गर्व करने लगा है. वन डिस्ट्रिक्ट वन प्रोडक्ट का माहौल बना है. अब वन डिस्ट्रिक्ट वन प्रोडक्ट को वन डिस्ट्रिक्ट का वन प्रोडक्ट एक्सपोर्ट कैसे हो, उस दिशा में हर जिले सोचने लगे हैं. रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी का संकल्प लिया था. G20 समूह के देशों ने जितना किया है उससे ज्यादा भारत ने किया है. और भारत ने ऊर्जा के क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भर बनने के लिए, ग्लोबल वार्मिंग की चिंताओं से मुक्ति पाने के लिए हमने काम किया है.
The Prime Minister expressed concern over the recent surge in natural disasters. He expressed his sympathies to those affected and assured them that the nation is by their side through these challenging times. Prime Minister Modi said his government is committed to reforms not for praise or compulsions but for strengthening the country. He pointed out that there is an advanced system in place in every sector, whether it is tourism, MSMEs, education, health, transport, agriculture or any other sector. He added that India wants to lead by bringing the world's best practices forward. The Prime Minister hailed India's vibrant space sector during his Independence Day address. Mr. Modi said the space sector is playing a key role in making India a strong nation. He said that his government has made many reforms in the space sector, liberating it from the restrictions of the past. Mr. Modi said that hundreds of startups have come up in the space sector.
हमने स्पेस सेक्टर में बहुत रिफॉर्म किए हैं. जिन बंधनों में हमने स्पेस सेक्टर को बांध के रखा था उसे हमने खोल दिया है. आज सैकड़ों स्टार्टअप्स स्पेस के सेक्टर में आ रहे हैं. वाइब्रेंट बनता जाता हमारा स्पेस सेक्टर भारत को एक शक्तिशाली राष्ट्र बनाने का एक महत्वपूर्ण अंग है.
Mr. Modi emphasized that India, which was once a victim of terrorist attacks, has now become bold and strong. He said every Indian is filled with pride when the country's armed forces carry out surgical and air strikes.
यही देश है जो कभी आतताई आतंकवादी हमें आकर के मार के चले जाते थे. जब देश की सेना सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक करती है, जब देश की सेना एयर स्ट्राइक करती है, तो देश के नौजवानों का सीना गर्व से ऊंचा हो जाता है. और यही बातें हैं जो आज 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का मन गर्व से भरा हुआ है, आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है.
The Prime Minister termed it as unfortunate that after independence, people had to keep extending hands before the government to get help of any sort. He said his government has changed this model of governance and today the government itself goes to the beneficiary. He pointed out that today the government itself provides gas stove, water, electricity and financial help to the people. Mr. Modi stated that in the last 10 years, 10 crore women joined women self-help groups and became financially independent. He stated that till now, 9 lakh crore rupees have been given to self-help groups in the country. He said his government has worked on women-led development. The Prime Minister also expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crimes against women. He said the perpetrators should be punished and brought to book at the earliest.
हमारी माताओं बहनों बेटियों के प्रति जो अत्याचार हो रहे हैं, उसके प्रति देश का आक्रोश है. इसको देश को, समाज को, हमारी राज्य सरकारों को गंभीरता से लेना होगा. महिलाओं के विरुद्ध अपराधों की जल्द से जल्द जांच हो, राक्षसी कृत्य करने वालों को जल्द से जल्द कड़ी सजा हो, वो समाज में विश्वास पैदा करने के लिए जरूरी है.
Prime Minister Modi further said that 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the country in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said students spend lakhs and crores of rupees for medical education abroad and thus the government will be creating 75,000 new medical seats in the next 5 years. This will increase access to medical education in the country.
करीब करीब 25,000 युवा हर साल विदेश में मेडिकल एजुकेशन के लिए जाते हैं और इसलिए हमने तय किया है कि अगले 5 साल में मेडिकल लाइन में 75,000 नई सीटें बनाई जाएगी. विकसित भारत 2047 वो स्वस्थ भारत भी होना चाहिए.
Prime Minister Modi said the reforms carried out by his government has revived the banking sector also. Prime Minister Modi also pitched for implementation of a secular civil code in the country, saying the Supreme Court had time and again prescribed the uniform civil code. Mr. Modi called upon all stakeholders to deliberate on the issue of uniform civil code.
समय की मांग है कि देश में एक सेक्युलर सिविल कोड हो. हमने कम्युनल सिविल कोड में 75 साल बिताए हैं. अब हमें सेक्युलर सिविल कोड की तरफ जाना होगा और तब जाकर के देश में धर्म के आधार पर जो भेदभाव हो रहे हैं, सामान्य नागरिक को जो दूरी महसूस होती है, उससे हमें मुक्ति मिलेगी.
Mr. Modi said his government reformed the criminal laws. He said at its core, the new criminal laws are aimed at giving justice to the citizens, not punishment. On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said, as a neighboring country, India is concerned regarding the situation there. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
हर घर तिरंगा अभियान तिरंगे की शान में एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है.
एंड वंस अगेन द कंट्री इज गियरिंग अप टू सेलिब्रेट द फेस्टिवल ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस विद जॉय एंड एंथुसियाज्म थ्रू द हर घर तिरंगा कैंपेन. सो फ्रॉम ऑगस्ट 9 टू 15 लेट्स ऑल जॉइन द हर घर तिरंगा कैंपेन विद एक्साइटमेंट एंड एनर्जी. पार्टिसिपेट इन द फ्लैग मार्चेस, फेयर्स, रैलीज and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashvani. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and central armed police forces personnel on the eve of the Independence Day. These are 4 Kirti Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 18 Shauri Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 1 Bar to Sena Medal gallantry. Among the gallantry awards are 63 Sena Medals gallantry, including 2 posthumous, 11 Nau Sena Medal gallantry, and 6 Vayu Sena Medals gallantry. The President has also approved 39 mention in dispatches, including posthumously, to Army Dog Kent for their significant contributions in different military operations. She has approved one President's Tat Rakshak Medal Distinguished Service, one Tat Rakshak Medal Gallantry, and two Tat Rakshak Medals Meritorious Service to the Indian Coast Guard personnel. She also approved President's Police Medal for Distinguished Services and Police Medal for Meritorious Service. A total of 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended his congratulations to the personnel who have been awarded gallantry and service medals. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the National Pest Surveillance System on the occasion of the Independence Day in New Delhi today. Agriculture Ministry has invited more than 1,000 farmers for a two-day program honoring the heroes of the fields. Mr. Chauhan will interact with the special invitees. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said India has added three more Ramsar sites to the network, taking the tally to 85. Nanjarayan and Karuveli Bird Sanctuary in Tamil Nadu and Tawa Reservoir of Madhya Pradesh have been added to the list of India's Ramsar sites. In a social media post, the minister said this achievement reflects the emphasis that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid on establishing harmony with nature. Prime Minister Modi called this a joyous occasion for India, saying that this indicates the priority government accords to sustainable development as well as living in harmony with nature. He gave compliments to the people of Madhya Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. On to sports, wrestler Vinesh Phogat's joint silver medal hope came to an end with the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, rejecting her appeal against disqualification from the Paris Olympics. The ad hoc division of the CAS rejected her appeal days after it concluded the hearing in the case. Vinesh Phogat was disqualified after she weighed 100 grams more than her 50 kg weight category on the day of her final gold medal bout. Following this, Phogat approached the CAS for a joint silver medal. In a statement, the Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha expressed shock and disappointment at the decision of the CAS. The Indian Olympic Association said that it is exploring the next legal remedy available for Phogat. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. A Times of India headline quotes the president as she addresses the nation on the eve of Independence Day, saying, "Need to strengthen affirmative action as inclusion tool." As the Prime Minister leads the 78th Independence Day event at Red Fort, a headline in the Tribune states, 6,000 special guests invited. Over 10,000 police personnel take charge of security. Hindustan Times states, PM to address event on 22nd of September during US visit. All the dailies have referred to a windfall for mineral-rich states as the mining companies will be required to make payments. The Economic Times, quoting the Supreme Court, writes, states can collect tax on mining from April 2005. And finally, New Delhi Terminal 1 to get operational from 17th of August, reports the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates its 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists national flag at ramparts of Red Fort in Delhi. Addressing the nation on the occasion, Prime Minister says India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 if 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Prime Minister says India's vibrant space sector is playing a key role in making India a strong nation. Government to add 75,000 new medical seats in next 5 years. President Draupadi Murmu approves 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and central armed police forces personnel. India adds three new Ramsar sites to wetlands network, bringing the total to 85. And Indian wrestler Vinesh Phogat's appeal against Olympic disqualification rejected by Court of Arbitration for Sports. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.